Hey, hey, people of Earth, it's time to enter the Spoilerverse via our secret portal at the exclusive Arctic Club in beautiful downtown Seattle with our hosts, John and Kenrick and Casey. Welcome to Spoiler Country!
Hey, if you're listening to our show for the first time and you're on one of the social medias that we're on, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of those kinds of things, you should always check us out on Spoilerverse.com. But if you want to keep up with our latest episodes, you should bring out your smartphone, get into your favorite podcatcher, find Spoiler Country, and hit subscribe. Then you'll get all our new stuff.
And if you want to reach out to us, you can do that in two ways. You can call us, leave us a voicemail at 707-656-2080. Again, 707-656-2080. Or you can shoot us an email at spoilercountry@gmail.com.
Weirdness, strangeness, crazy fiction abounds. Welcome back to Spoiler Country. I'm Kenneth Regan. That right there is my good friend and kind of my nephew through marriage, which is kind of fucking weird when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, not kind of. I absolutely am your nephew through marriage.
Yeah, Mr. Horsley. And today on the show, well, this guy is putting together a Writers of Strange Fiction virtual con, and it's Alessandro Ernest, isn't it?
It is, man. She comes on, and she talks with Casey about the Writers of Strange Fiction virtual convention going on right now.
Cool.
If you go over to writersofstrangefiction.com, you can find out more information. There's tons of panels and workshops they're doing. It's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. That sounds cool. I think virtual cons is going to be more and more.
Oh, yeah.
We're going into the second year of this pandemic, and more of these are starting to pop up.
Yeah, it's. I think with the whole pandemic, I think the good thing to come out of this pandemic is, one, companies realize remote work works, and remote work is great and saves money.
Yeah.
And two, we're seeing a lot of things that are usually in person becoming virtual, which opens it up for so much more people. Like, I think we're going to see things like San Diego Comic-Con having virtual elements now, where it's like you can go to the convention and have all this stuff, but you can attend panels virtually, which is going to be amazing.
Yeah, well, it's forcing people to think of things differently and look how they're doing things and do things differently. So in that respect, it's a good thing.
I 100% agree. I love the conventions, but sometimes I want to just watch a panel from home.
There you go. All right. Well, let's sit back, relax, and listen to Alessandro Ernest in their own words.
It was that was one of the most fun jobs I ever had, because like I learned a lot about working with people and how to bring them down softly.
how to get people to take their bracelets off.
Yeah. We had a bass player from this metal band, and he was doing this thing and it sucked. And the producer was telling us, like, I don't like that at all. That sounds very muddy. And he didn't want to hurt his feelings. So I went in there and I said, you know, hey, man, can you just try playing the root notes? He's like, no, I want to do this jazz thing. And finally, the sound engineer came out and said, that's not jazz. That's shit.
Wow.
I felt so bad for him. I was like, I never want to treat anybody like that. But he got the point across effectively and quickly. So he recorded it fine after that. But all right. Alessandro.
That's me.
Let me go ahead and do a brief intro, and we'll talk about the con and the group, which is, you know, an awesome thing that you do. And then we'll talk about the evolution of the group and why you're doing the con.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Welcome again to another episode of Spoiler Country. Today, I just wanted to do a quick announcement for you guys. I have a good friend named Alessandro Ernest, who is the head of a group called Writers of Strange Fiction. Writers of Strange Fiction is a group on Discord, and they're doing a con. So it's for writers of all stripes, and the con is going to be having a bunch of people on to talk about different types of writing and things that writers need to know. So, Alessandro, how are you doing?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm well. So tell me a little bit about the origins of Writers of Strange Fiction. Where did this come from?
Well, I'm a developmental editor and writing coach, and I find myself saying the same things over and over and over again to coaching clients and authors that I'm editing. And sometimes it just feels better to have multiple people giving you advice than just hearing it from one person. So I thought that it might be great to start a community of writers of strange fiction, which is what I focus on, to have support and resources and feedback with like-minded people, you know, so it's not just my voice telling them, you know, that sometimes getting better at writing means that you have to write really ugly sentences, and that, you know, it's
I do that a lot.
Yeah, it's it can be such a lonely process to be a writer, and I just thought that if we had a community of other weirdos, that it would be more fun and collegial to write.
And I see that in your community that you've been able to establish. There's so much of a welcoming aspect, and everyone is really supportive and very quick to give help and information. So that's one thing that impressed me about your Discord. And now you're kind of taking it to the next level by inviting some people on to do some talks about all of these different things that a writer might come across. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
About the origins of the con, or like what kinds of panels that we're going to have?
Well, let's start with the origins, and then we'll get into the panels, because you have some really interesting panels, and for sure am going to be checking some of those out because they look amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the lineup. The idea actually came from a group call in the Discord. I try to do those about once a month, just to have some voice interaction among the members, because I know that like so many writers are introverts, and it can just be nice sometimes to like have a really low key get together. So we do that about once a month, and someone mentioned that they really missed the con experience. And I was like, oh, well, that's something we could do in the Discord. Why don't we set that up? And, you know, I opened it up to the membership and asked if anyone would be interested in giving a talk about something, but not very many people stepped forward. And, you know, I thought that it was just, oops, I've got a lawnmower. Sorry.
It's okay.
I thought, you know, we're going to have like a little cosplay thing. We'll see costumes, and maybe we'll, I don't know, eat popcorn, watch a movie, something small. But then about 2 weeks ago, I suddenly found myself with like 10 different people who wanted to come talk to us. And I was like, okay, this is a roster. You know, we've got skin in the game now. I can probably build this a little bit more and get even more people involved. So
that's awesome. About,
yeah. So like I had planned for it to be all of April, like a month and a half ago. And then 2 weeks ago, suddenly I had to make it a real thing. You know, it actually snowballed like overnight. It just became this kind of huge thing with, you know, a lot more people coming in to talk to us than I had anticipated. So I made a website and started, you know, advertising and bringing in even more people to come talk to us. And now it's like a full-fledged month-long con with panels almost every single day.
That's really awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about those panels that you have lined up? Because some of them really, I was like, I never would have thought of that for something to be discussed. But oh my gosh, that makes so much sense, because you always think about the writing aspect of it, because, you know, we're creatives, we're idiots. We like to, you know, just plug away and write. But as far as like organization and, you know, getting stuff, you know, actually done, we need help with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of part of it was that thing I mentioned earlier about it being kind of hard to get people to come forward and give a talk about something that they're good at. It seems like it's a really big thing in the writing community for people to have imposter syndrome. So it's hard to get someone to agree to talk about something because they don't feel like they know enough about it. So when I reached out to people to talk, I had to kind of interview them and find out, you know, what do they know? What can they offer the group? And then convince them that they had that. So like, for example, we have one that is how to write an effective sex scene in a non-erotica context. You know, the talk is being given by an editor friend of mine who does speculative fiction and romance. So I was like, okay, this is someone who has to know how to write a sex scene that, like, is realistic and not over the top or physically impossible. You know, she's probably got experience, like, you know, reading. Well, you know what I mean? Like, If we're sci-fi fantasy writers, like, we're not, you know, writing sex scenes every day. So I was like, you know, this is something that I want to know because I don't know how to write a sex scene, you know? So
that terrifies me, actually.
I think it's intimidating to a lot of people. And, you know, when I approached her about it, I was like, you know, it seems like you would probably have a lot to say about this stuff. You know, she said, oh no, I don't think I have opinions about that. And I was like, well, what about, you know, this thing and that thing? And she was like, actually, I have some strong opinions and I do have the experience that you're talking about because I have been editing sex scenes for years. So, you know, we got her to come in and talk to us about that. So I think some of the maybe stranger topics just came out of the process for finding panelists, you know, just finding those gems that we could bring to the Discord. And yeah.
That's so cool. And I'm really excited. Where can we find the information about where the, you know, the con's going to be on, what website, and how to get access to the Discord, all that good stuff?
Okay, everything you need to know is on the website writersofstrangefiction.com. So you can there's a link to join the Discord. Everything is happening live in the Discord. So if you want to be there to ask questions of the panelists, you know, it's a really good idea to join the Discord. But I'm also going to be uploading recordings of all the talks to both the Discord and the website. So if you can't make it, you're in Australia and it's midnight and you just can't, it'll be available for you to listen to after. But I do encourage you to join the Discord. Discord links are kind of funky, so I'm not going to, like, read you the link, but you can join through the website. Yeah, so join through the website, and the Discord is around all the time. You know, it's not going to end at the end of April when the con is over. You know, the friends you make during this experience will be there, you know, forever, hopefully. So,
well, I'm really excited for this con. It happens all throughout the month of April, and it sounds like an amazing thing that you're doing right now. So thank you, and thank you for what you do, and I can't wait to check out this con.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm excited to have you.
No worries. And you guys be sure to check out writersofstrangefiction.com and check it out. Go to the Discord, and like she said earlier, if you miss it, you can always watch the videos. It is going to be a hoot, and can't wait to see you there.
Yay!
All right. Thanks again.
Yep.
All right. We'll cut it right here. Thank you again. I hope I'll try to get this up. Probably will be next week. Okay. But if I can get it up earlier than that, I'll let you know. And don't pull your hair out, because I know all this is stressful. But yeah. All right. Take it easy.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
No worries. No worries. And I'd like to get you on the podcast eventually. We have a lot of comic people on. We have a lot of actors on. I don't know if you're familiar with Tom DeFalco. He was the editor-in-chief of Marvel during the 90s. Mm. Talked to him last night. but I don't know that we've ever had any like prose editors on, and I'd really like to know, you know, what you do. So
yeah, I could talk to you about editing. There's all kinds of stuff. It's a rabbit hole, so there's plenty to talk about.
How long have you been doing this?
About 5 years. I've actually mostly edited like indie comics.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So you're not unfamiliar with the comics world at all. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that I fall way more on the indie side than the DC Marvel side. Yeah. I don't do a lot of like super long form superhero comics or anything like that. It's mostly like, you know, short runs that, you know, either they're like released serially on like Kickstarter or they're going to be a graphic novel. Awesome. Yeah.
Are you a comics fan, or are you? Is it just something that?
Oh,
you
no, are? I love comics. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't edit them if I didn't love them.
It's funny. Like I've met so many people, like even like the old dudes from Marvel. They're like, I needed a job. I got out of college. I didn't know what the hell I was gonna do. And then my friend worked at Marvel, so.
Oh my
god! And that's their origin of like a 40-year career at Marvel.
I actually went to college because I wanted to be a comic book editor. That's what I entered college hoping to do. So
where did you go to school?
It's a dumb long story. I actually went to two different universities, but yeah, and it's college was crazy, but
it's all good. Well, Alessandra, thank you very much, and I'll get this up soon. Hopefully it can get some ears interested, and good luck with everything. Okay. If you ever need anything, let me know.
Thanks. I appreciate that so much.
No worries.
Yeah. I mean, right now that this kind of support is really what I need, just getting people through the door. So this, I really appreciate it.
No worries. It sounds like such a cool idea. So I think what you're doing is cool. So I'm going to help if I can.
Yay. Thank you.
All right. Did you ever get in touch with Melissa Sertia?
No, I got super sidetracked with.
It's all good.
Yeah, but I did find someone who wanted to talk about comics versus novels. So, right. And I actually got some pretty neat like comics veterans to talk about
cool.
The comics industry. And are you familiar with the Greenbaums?
They husband and wife team.
Yeah, they did Legion of Superheroes.
Yes.
I might be having them on for an AMA, but I still have to coordinate that. But that's, you know, I sort of might have gotten a few more comics talks than I had set out to do because I was trying to make I don't know, most of the panels appeal to everyone and not just the comics niche, but I don't know. I'm the Greenbaums. I can't say no. So,
well, good luck with everything. And just hang in there. April's going to be a busy month, but I take it. So
yeah.
All right. Well, all right. I'll let you get back to what you're doing, and I'm about to get my kid out of ballet. So
all right.
I have two daughters. I have a 10-year-old, a 6-year-old, and they both do ballet. So Monday through Wednesday is dad being chauffeur. So
that's so cool. I love that you're doing that for them. I didn't get to do stuff like that. So I think it's really cool that they can do that.
I love it. And my 10-year-old is getting to where she doesn't want to do it anymore.
Oh no.
So we're thinking about like putting her in like a theater class or something like that. Cause she's mentioned that she's interested in that. And she told me she loves doing art. So I'm going to get a friend of mine to teach her how to flat.
Oh, nice.
And cause she's like, I want to make money through my art. And I was like, well, you know, let me teach you how to flat and you could like do that and people will pay you to do the colors on their books. And she's like, oh, okay. So we're going to try that. So at least she'll learn how to do Clip Studio. So
nice.
All right. Well, be good. Take it easy. I'm sure you're busy. So, all right.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
That's right. We are back. Back in the saddle again. Well, I hope you guys really, really enjoyed that as much as we did making it for you. And if you like what you heard and you want to hear more, you got to go check out Spoilerverse.com, because at Spoilerverse.com, we have a plethora. Plethora is such a snobbish word.
I like it, though. It's a good word.
We have an obscene amount of interviews with amazing directors and artists of all walks of life, and editors and writers. And oh my God, are you a lover of comic books like we are? And then there's so many amazing people from the comic book world over at Spoilerverse.com. And I highly implore you to go there and check it out.
Yeah, and while you're there, you can check out all the other podcasts on our network, like Bridges and Geekdoms and Funny Book Forensics and Haphazard Adventures and Nerds from the Crypt and so many more.
Misery Point Radio.
Episodes all the time. Misery Point Radio has got a ton of great stuff out there. Go check all of them out. And check out all of the reviews and previews and articles we have going up every single day for you, every day on Spoilerverse.com for you to check out, to read, and to love, and to like, and to comment. We have a store link. If you want to help support the site, you can do it two ways. One, go to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/spoilercountry, or go to our store link in the middle of the site there and get a t-shirt, a face mask, a hoodie, something. Look fly as hell and help support the site when you do that, because we get a dollar or two. And, you know, maybe you want to talk to us. If you do, you can do it, you know, obviously on all the socials. But if you go to scpod.us/discord, you can join our public Discord server and come chat with us all day long.
I couldn't say it better myself, dude.
There you go.
You just mouthed out a ton of information at once. And really, I hope you guys enjoy what you're hearing, because we're working our butts off to bring it to you.
We are.
I guess there's only one left thing? Yeah. I'm going to go with it. There's only one left thing left to do.
What's that?
In an oceans of podcasts, we are Cthulhu. As Cthulhu compels you to do, open the mind.
And
read more.